Marty in the Morning on RTE Lyric FM with Spry Finance. Keep living the life you love.
Camilla O'Sullivan, good morning, dear heart.
Good morning, delighted to be
good
here.
Good morning. And you have your good coat on and everything.
I do. Well, I've been
it is
maybe
cold.
Take, I know, but...
It is cold.
Well,
Irish summer.
We didn't have much heating growing up, so my sister and I are always told when we go into a house, are you coming or going?
All right, okay.
So it was lots of cats and hot water bottles, and we always forget. I'll take my coat off for you, Marty.
No, no, you're perfectly fine.
It's grand.
And you have the good frock on as well, so that's fantastic. Listen, you brought a band with you. Who's this chap over here?
Lovely Fergal Murray, he's my best friend, and we worked together
for
20 years, and he's from Derry. Came down last night, delighted to be here.
Good man.
Got the French croissant beside him.
I see that. In honour of their weekly election, which is quite interesting.
I know. Yeah.
Absolutely. Well, you see, your link with France is rather large.
Yeah.
We should remind people.
Well, with mum.
Yes.
My mum is French, and we used to go, luckily, every Christmas and summer and stuff like that.
Lovely.
And I'm not sure to be talking to this one or talking to that one.
That's a good one. The one you're on
over
is...
here.
Well,
he's going, yeah. So
okay.
Basically, but the funny thing is that I didn't speak it growing up. Mum was learning to speak English with my dad to get that all right.
Yes.
And so a lot of my singing, after a few drinks, I'd be absolutely fluent in French and think I am. But a lot of my learning of French came from singing songs and the love of that. And when I was little, listening, Mum and Dad were into kind of like, you know, the Beatles and the Rolling Stones. There was a little cupboard with Brel and stuff in it, and also Benny Hill for some reason, which was one of my favourite records. Yeah. But basically, Brel was in there, and that was
the West.
That was it.
Yeah, I know.
It's my guilty pleasure.
It's perfectly fine.
But so when I was later in college doing architecture, I went over to Trinity to do an audition, and it was for Jacques Brel as Alive and Well. And I think that's the moment I kind of went, oh God.
Correct.
Yeah, and because my parents never really knew I wanted to sing, or neither did my sister.
Yeah.
But I think I'm from Cork, so we chat away, as you can see.
I know.
But the French part of me, it felt very natural to sing those songs.
But the whole Jacques Brel thing is so much wrapped up in you, and you and it. It's incredible. Now, listen, the first thing I wanted to say is you're performing with the National Symphony Orchestra. It's sold out.
Yeah.
How is this guy going to make it sound like a symphony orchestra?
He just has that thing.
He has that talent.
He's a family. He's number 12 or 13, so I think he's used to... The National Symphony Orchestra, like, how blessed am I? And I remember when I first did my first gig with them, I went and tried to shake all their hands, and after 20, I thought, I better sit down. But excited, yeah. I mean, it's kind of such an honour.
But isn't it fantastic to sell out like that?
It's unbelievable.
Wonderful.
I couldn't even believe it. I was only told this more. I'm terrified of everything. I'm scared of a leaf. No, I am.
I know, that's why I go off like
a rocket.
Here you are. It's going to be fantastic. Look, are you going to say first?
I'm going to give you a bit of Milor. So what's amazing about Piaf, I always wondered why did her songs sound like they were all like an autobiography, and never realised that she actually wrote him L'Amour and she wrote La Vie en Rose. But what she used to do with people, she used to get musicians in and give them a bottle of wine and say, this is my story, this is how I was on the streets, write about it, and so this is one about them. And unlock the door at 8 in the morning and they'd come out hopefully with a song.
All right, this is lovely. Just a reminder, it will sound slightly different when you do this on the stage.
Yes,
it will. But this is gorgeous. This is Camille and Milor.
Thank you so much. Allez, venez, Milor, vous asseoir à ma table. Il fait si froid dehors. Et si c'est confortable, laissez-vous faire, Milord, et prenez bien vos aises, vos peines sur mon cœur et vos pièces aux hanches. Je vous connais, Milord, vous m'avez jamais fou. Je suis qu'une fille du port, une ombre de la. Pourtant, je vous ai frôlé comme vous passiez hier. Vous n'y étiez pas fière d'âme, le ciel vous comblait. Votre foulard de soie flottant sur vos épaules. Ah, vous avez le beau rôle en oreille.
dit le roi. Allez, venez, Milord, vous avez l'air d'homme. Laissez-vous faire, Milord, venez dans mon royaume. Je soignais les remords, je chantais romance, je chantais Milord qui n'ont pas eu de chance. Regardez-moi, Milord, vous m'avez jamais vu. Oh, moi, vous pleurez. Milord, ça je l'aurais jamais cru. Eh bien, come on, Milord, smile for me. Mieux que ça, un petit effort, oui, c'est ça. Come on.
If only you'd throw yourself more into it.
If
it would
only
be...
I'd had a whiskey before.
I know. If only. If only. Oh, Camilla Sullivan, you're just hilarious. You even kicked off your shoes during that.
I had to because I'm known, like your drummer and my drummer in the band laughs. He says, never fall on Camilla's feet because she's totally out of time. So sometimes I think that's a French in me too, is that.
Yeah.
Timing. I've always used my feet to. When I sing, I don't know what. Even when I'm laughing, my feet.
Well, it's good for it's supposed to be for the beat, and on piano.
Fergal Murray, who's just incredible.
Fergal, you're playing. He's not microphone, but Fergal's playing with the on the night as well, isn't he?
Yeah, which is so exciting because this is the journey we began with each other.
Yeah.
I had that accident many years ago, car accident, and Fergal was the one who kind of helped me when we started playing small venues like Beautiful Bewley's and the Cobalt Cafe. He said, "Look, give me the songs, I'll write the score and let's do it." So some of these songs, like We Do Have Brel, we've done since then. And so to have him play, because it's almost like it's the two of us now. He's my left arm.
Well, he's a music coordinator.
Yeah.
It's like you can't speak. I'm so sorry. You have no microphone.
I know. Right. And we're so lucky too with John Rigby, who will be conducting.
He's
so
a conductor,
it's just
a
magical kind of, you know. And Fergal was asked which piano did he want the other day. So he's getting in the big grand. He's coming, look at him. He's shy about it.
I'm delighted though, seriously.
I'm delighted. I actually love when. It is like being like a child on stage. There's such a joy when the audience come because I'm a big fan of, you know, I feel very lucky to sing these songs, but I also, it's like being in a wonderful kind of magical place when you see the power of an orchestra.
Yes.
When you stare at them, you can hardly believe it when you're on stage.
Well, I've always been at the National Symphony Orchestra, the concert orchestra, who'll be around the corner. When you're close to them, it's an amazing feeling,
isn't it?
Just listening to the power.
Yeah, and I remember when I first rehearsed, I didn't know really how to, you know, I was trying to get bigger than them, and Jimmy Smith, who was on guitar, said, "Camille, just hold back." He said, "They're like a massive wave and you just gotta, you know, I feel like I'm not surfing, but it is. That's why I'm so excited, because I know it's you know, this with 70 other musicians who are going to create this magical moment. So I'm always like, when I'm thinking of the song, I like at the beginning, I want them to do, you know, the overture and have... I just want to swim in it, basically.
I understand. yeah. Well, you're an integral part of it. I take it, because it is Piaf and Jacques Brel. I take it this is being recorded, is it?
I don't know, actually. These are the things I never
she's
ask
She's moving,
her.
In case you're wondering.
Sorry about that, Kieran, no, because I'm never sure what to do. Sorry.
It's like working with Markham.
Are we recording it?
Sorry, do you think it's being recorded? I hope it is. Is it might be recorded? I think it'd be good if it was recorded.
Oh, no, it'd be amazing.
Yeah, because...
Well, something like that.
When you have so many people together...
And also, as a performer, we were talking about that magical moment you did on stage with the Phil Collins, which is the highlight of my life. And I actually just know many things that I look on Twitter, I'm like, oh, my God, my life is a shambles. And I come across your thing and I go, is he going to do it? Anybody already, you've got to see him do this Phil Collins moment. It is magical. But I think sometimes you forget that you have these one moment in your life.
Yes.
And that, for me, I go, you never know when you'll ever be on stage with people that again.
Yeah. That's what I mean,
You know, and especially after COVID, I actually got more nervous of going on stage after, you know, being away. And so they're pinch me moments, you know.
But Camille, in COVID, many people became quite introverted and suddenly... I felt that.
I mean, I know people just say, I remember going to a party recently at the French Embassy and the woman said, oh, I sing in a choir. People who are scared to sing Happy Birthday. I said, that's me. I'm scared. And the French woman back, I don't believe you. How do you go in front of these people?
That's right.
And I said, I don't know. I just love singing, but I'm actually, I must have a Sasha Fierce in me or something that.
Yeah, but I've seen you in the Gate Theatre acting. Singing for one second.
Yeah.
You might have fear, but you don't display it.
I don't know what it is.
You fight it.
I think maybe, and it is a fight because I know that sounds ridiculous. I think there's some people who are fearless when they go out there and some people who are shy, and I tend to love inhabiting songs, which is why I loved Brel, because it lets you be something else.
Yes.
And so you feel like you're hiding in songs or acting, I've heard that from other people too that are shy who act.
But lots of people get really nervous before they go on stage.
Oh yeah, but I feel like the band joke, I'm like a rocket. They said you've been lit like 7 months ago
But that's the impression you give.
Yeah.
But I think you just inhabit it from once you're on.
I think
it's
the waiting to
go on.
I think you have, there's no use to, with these songs, they're not like 100%. I mean, you can't say 200%, but, if you look at Brel and Piaf who sing on YouTube, it's hard to think those people are not with us now because it's totally committed. And I think that's why I love it. I used to feel kind of embarrassed to cry or laugh or to, be vulnerable on stage. But now I realise, oh God, I better not see the hypnotherapist to get rid of my nerves because maybe that won't make me the performer that I am.
Because you give it everything.
Well, I think you do.
Yeah.
And, I think that is, I don't know, it's the same thing like when I look at my daughter. She sings, but she won't sing in front of people. And I was quite the same. But I feel like if you bring that childlike openness to you of celebration and joy and, not that you're going to be throwing a tantrum on the stage, but depending what song it is, it might happen, Milor. But it is a joyful thing. The nerves happen, but then I think they turn it to something else. And I was just saying, this gig is... going to, like Piaf for me, I never sang Piaf before I did the Gate Show.
Gosh.
I was always more Brel.
But it was fabulous.
No, it is amazing, but I never really understood her.
Okay.
I thought, maybe it's more easy listening. And then I went, oh my God, she was unbelievable. Like a feminist or an amazing woman before her time. Never mind, you've got Kylie who's covered Padam, her own version, different, but the war effort that she had been blind when she'd been little and that she had such a tough life, but she always came out and that she wrote her songs.
That's what I'm coming to. But if you listen to her, particularly the live work, it's astonishing. Like Judy Garland, the live work.
Judy Garland.
When you hear it live,
yeah.
Because it's stripped back and there's nowhere to
hide. There's a beautiful Judy Garland I found recently. It was after she'd been quite unwell and it's just her at the end of one of her shows, but her face is, I think she's been dressed up in one of the kind of outfits that they did for people who were cleaning chimney sweeps and she lies, she ends that part, goes dancing somewhere over the rainbow and it's the saddest thing and the most beautiful.
She was.
But very similar, those two types of singers.
Are you going to go again?
I am going to go again.
Have you any energy left?
I have lots of oozes. Party. How can I?
Oozes
not?
Energy. Camilla Sullivan, a reminder again, the National Symphony Orchestra and John will be conducting. It's this Friday. Yeah. So, like,
and
you need your beauty sleep.
Also, I might. In,
she's moving again.
Sorry about that.
It's impossible to stop her.
Can I? That I.
She's like a bumblebee.
What? That I'm doing later on in the year, the singing All Souls for the Olympia in 22nd November. Asumpta said it was okay if I mentioned
Asumpta,
it.
Asumpta, if you have permission from Asumpta, it's all right. But you see, look at, look. No one can see this. This is your list of dates I have here.
I see, oh, you're better than I am.
You see, no, I know
and
where
I'm
you are.
And I'm the person that puts them on, so I usually forget.
Well, that's true. That's true because you're in Edinburgh, the Fringe again.
I'll be doing
you're
Edinburgh.
Back again
yeah.
in Edinburgh. And a whole bunch of dates in the UK and then the Olympia.
Yeah, and the Olympia, which will be a kind of a love letter to Shane and Sinead and Christy.
Oh,
so.
That's 22nd of November.
But never mind that.
Well, that's dead.
About Piaf and that's dead. Sorry.
Asumpta has the key. Right, so anyway.
I love this song and I think both these...
Which song is it?
This is a beautiful song by Brel called Song for Lovers.
Oh, okay.
And it's just... I just love it. So okay. Thank you for
you will be, and you'll be doing Amsterdam on the night as well, I take it.
I absolutely will.
I
yeah.
absolutely will, she said. Now.
A cappella.
Take it away, Fergal.
You. In spite of all, we're still together. So many years of smiles and tears. How many times I found another, but you loved others too, my dear. A day a week and I'd feel terror and crumble on telephone, but then in bed we play confessions and tell the truth what truth we knew. That's how it's been for me and you, and start upon a new digression. Oh, my love, my sweet, my old, gentle love. Bien sûr, nous avons des orages. 20 ans d'amour, c'est le mot fort. 1000 fois, tu pris ton bagage. 1000 fois, j'ai pris mon avant. Chaque mot s'en souvient, dans le chip sans son berceau. Des éclats de vieilles tempêtes. Plus rien ne ressemblait rien. Ta vie perdue, le goût de l'eau. Et moi, celui de mon conquête. Oh mon amour, mon doux, mon tendre, mon merveilleux amour. Jusqu'à la fin du jour, je t'aime encore, tu sais, je t'aime. And sometimes we're almost open. Sometimes we almost touched. We wanted very little, but then it always seemed too much. And did we say we wanted children? I really cannot recall. All we wanted was our freedom to dance through life. I think that
We are just surrealist pilgrims melting clocks in marble halls. Oh, my love, my sweet, my old, gentle love. You more, you know, I love you still.
Camille, I have to say I'm not the better of that. That was fantastic.
My little Lego was trembling.
Well, your little leg was trembling beautifully. I'm so close to you. It was just gorgeous.
Thank you.
Oh, it was very special.
I just love the
sentiment.
It's, I don't know what it is about his songs, but
yeah.
I don't know. It's like you bring your family on stage, memories of the past. I mean, I was almost hallucinating when I was singing the Makitipa that time in the gate, because you do, the songs are more just sing, like you really do feel them.
You live them.
They're beautiful.
Fergal, that was lovely too. Yeah. I could hear a snare drum in my head. It's weird. I kept hearing the sound of a snare drum and the drums in my mind. I thought I could hear this every time you hit
a high note.
Do
you know what it is? It's a note of the key. It's the, sometimes it happens on the strings that there's something on it that does a little ching.
It was like tinfoil in a sandwich or something, you know. Can I just say, for those who are listening to us from other regions, if you're in Colchester, Milton Keynes, Cambridge, Norwich, Hebden, Manchester, Leeds, Winchester, or Bath,
you're so good.
You'll find this girl. And then the Olympia on the 22nd of November. I have to say, Friday's going to be terrific.
Yeah, I'm really excited.
And I mean, again, just to say, it's sold out, so that's the end of that one. But it is a National Symphony Orchestra with John Ruby conducting. I hope you have a ball. I think you will. I know you.
I mean, I did go for my French to my mother, though. There was a bit of corrections. So I'm a bit, I was like, oh my God, am I more scared of my mum or the whole audience? I'm not sure. No, it's really.
It'll be terrific.
And listen, after all those times of being locked up,
absolutely. You know, let it out.
Don't worry, I will.
singing PF and Braille. Camille, thank you so much for coming in this morning.